strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love?
I don't make them like that anymore. I've stacked these songs in a way that old stuff in this first hour, classic Something stuff in this first hour. Frank Sinatra, number one on this day in 1966 with Strangers in the Night, taken from the film A Man Could Get Killed. Now, gotta be aware of the times, 1966, British Invasion, Beatles, all this stuff in the middle of it. There's Frank, old Blue Eyes, with Strangers in the Night hitting the top of the singles charts here in the U.S. on this day in 1966. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined on the phone lines by Seton Motley, founder and president of Less Government. Find him on Twitter, of course, as well. Seton, thanks for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. You reminded me of Fletch rewriting the lyrics to Strangers in the Night. Strangers in the Night exchanging clothing. Strangers, yes, in my pants. Go ahead.
What a great film. I love Fletch. My wife doesn't, yes, but I do, and that's all that matters. I know you got a piece at Red State about cheaper internet, and I do want to get to that in a moment, but I've got to ask you, it's been on my mind for a day or two, and it's been ramping up this this effort, I guess, now with more than 500 companies taking a pause from Facebook advertising for a month, they say. I guess they want Facebook to take a stronger stand against hate speech, which we all know is synonymous with conservative speech.
Right.
What is actually happening here?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the people pushing the ban are trumpeting this 500 number, but it's most of them are really small companies that either hardly, maybe they don't advertise at all, or they hardly, right, advertise. A lot of the big advertisers are still with Facebook, and this is absurd anyway. I mean, Facebook has been, you know, we just had the Project Veritas video of Facebook executives talking about banning conservative stories and burying conservative stories and shadow banning conservatives. So you put, just like Twitter, you post, but no one sees it.
Yeah.
And so what they're, this is mainly about Trump, because, of course, he's a very high profile person. And if they start shadow banning him, it's obvious. They can't get away with it with them like they can with you and I, for example. Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing is ridiculous. Because Twitter's being more officiously censorious. Instagram is Facebook's. They're getting in trouble too because they're basically in the same policy as Facebook. It's dumb. It's the left silencing anybody to the right of Karl Marx.
Seton Motley with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. All right, your piece at redstate.com. Want cheaper internet? Big tech should pay their fair share. You write, the history of the internet is one of monstrous bandwidth hog big tech companies not being charged for the monstrous bandwidth they use. How does that work?
Well, this is where, again, the internet service providers, Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, who are big companies. You know, Comcast, I think, is $130 billion. Verizon, I think, is $230 market cap, mm-hmm, market cap. But they're going up against Google, $1 trillion, Apple, $1.5 trillion, Microsoft, so when you see these news stories about the giant ISPs, remember that Google could buy them with the cash in their petty cash drawer. And net neutrality, even when it's only been a regulation for about a year, Obama put it in and Trump pulled it. But the fear of violating it and had the leftist mobs, the same leftist mobs that are tearing up cities around the country, attack the ISPs, attack Facebook, as we're seeing. They didn't violate net neutrality, even though they didn't have a regulation that forced them not to. One of the tenets of net neutrality is all data, you can't charge the bandwidth hogs for being bandwidth hogs. So Google, Facebook, you can't go to them and say, hey, Netflix, you're taking up 33% of the entire network. How about kicking in a little money?
And if they're not paying.
And so what happens is Netflix can spend $17 billion on content, including $50 million to the Obamas. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They're spending $17 billion on content in 2020 and charging us $8. Well, how do they get away with that? Because they don't have to pay for delivery of their service. So we pay more because there's only two pools of people ISPs can charge, us and the big tech companies. And if they've self-prohibited themselves from charging big tech companies, our prices go up to subsidize Netflix, even if we don't subscribe to Netflix.
Sure. And even getting the big tech companies to pay some of the cost or some of their share would result in, either prices dropping for the rest of us or perhaps, you know, new technology, faster speeds,
right.
Those sorts of things. There's a number of things.
Or both. It's going to be both,
yeah.
I would think. Because with 5G coming, the one argument they've always thrown at us is there's not enough competition amongst broadband providers. Well, 5G is coming very, very soon, and 5G is going to be a gig to 2 gigs of speed per second to your phone.
Mm.
So you're going to have multiple competitors for your business, and the net neutrality argument gets exponentially stupider once we have 5G technology. And, of course, Google owns YouTube. YouTube, yes. And Netflix take up more than half the network. How about they pay something?
Yeah. Seton Motley, check out the piece at redstate.com. Want cheaper internet? Big tech should pay their fair share. Also find him on Twitter as well at Seton Motley. Seton, thanks again for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have a great day, sir.
Appreciate it.
Here's
Seton Motley. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Find me on Twitter, too, at Scott Bertram. Go to stevegruber.com and click on podcast. Team does a great job of getting all the audio up just after the show ends. Listen to something again. Find something you missed the first time. The podcast at stevegruber.com. Scott Bertram, in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Strangers in the night, too lonely.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. And together, you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.